Well, there just better be an asterisk on it, because if somebody crashes me, then it doesn't count. So you put money on a bounty on somebody, and then there's bad things tend to happen. So I don't know. Make it whatever y'all want. It don't matter to me. I got great stuff. I'm a good driver. Bring it. What? Well, I'm driving mine. What else you want me to drive? Okay, Bubba drives a Chevrolet. He's not going to drive a Toyota. So now you're getting way too complicated. If it's a Chevy guy, they got to go to GMS or Nice. If it's a Ford guy, you got to go to Thor. Like, it makes that's how it's going to happen. So I'm not going to build a Ford for somebody else. I thought we were talking about cup stuff. No, it is kind of concerning. We rolled out there first and final practice, and I ran wide open for 15, 16 straight laps, and Kevin Harvick started probably a half straightaway behind me, and he ran me down, and he ran the fastest 10-lap average in those laps that he was running me down, and my laps were only 15th on average, and his was first, but then he couldn't pass me. He couldn't do anything to pass me, so I don't know what that says for the race and what's going to happen in the race. But, you know, we were definitely not as fast as we wanted to be. And the car was not driving near what it needed to drive at all either. When we got back in traffic, it was a real, real handful. So we're going to have our work cut out for us too. If if Pockers gets out in the garage area, he'll find some more news. I think I am, buddy. I think we're one of those guys too. I'm not sure. Okay. Rumors going around. You know how those fly.
Yeah. So if you have to start in the back, how big a challenge is it?
Yeah. I think I knocked the wall down about lap 11 last time here, starting in the middle of the pack. So maybe I'll just start half a lap down and be in clean air and run the pack down and catch them and blow by them one at a time. I don't know. I'm going to strategize that overnight. I mean, everybody's trying to get a sense of what these cars drive like, what they drive like in traffic. It's smart, actually. You know, the trucks kind of do the same thing sometimes, where they'll all practice kind of single file and get their stuff tuned in and where it feels good, and then you'll try to get back out there and get into a pack of trucks, you know, whether it's two, three, four, however many you can get into, and see how your stuff drives in traffic. So that's what a lot of guys were doing. We did the same thing. We were out front for the start of final practice by ourselves. Car drove pretty good. We came in, made a couple of changes to it, and went back out and tried to find a group of traffic every time after that, and just found out how bad traffic was for us. So, you know, it's a good sense of what you need to do to work on to make your car good for the race, because when you're by yourself, it's not even close to the situations you'll have for much of the race. Yeah, yes and no. There's a couple guys out there that looked really good, but, you know, ones that were most notable to me that looked really good, which were also guys that were fast on the mile and a half last year, was the 24 and the 88. I was around both of them, and they were really good. They were able to hold good throttle and have good handling cars where they could rip the bottom and not get too messed up with guys on their outside, where I could not do that.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. With no more practice and your car not driving as well as you want it to, how do you figure out what kind of swing you need to take at the car overnight to get it ready?
Yeah, I wasn't in the meeting last night, but Adam was, obviously. So he had written some notes and taken some of the comments from the other guys. The 19 was pretty happy with his, and then the 95, Christopher had opposite issues of us. So it's kind of like, okay, what can you take from him and look at his setup and on the sheet and determine what things make his car characteristics different, opposite of mine, and try to find what those are and kind of pick and choose what you can do to manipulate your setup closer to his. And then again, you take the 19 stuff and you try to get as close as you can with him being as happy as he was.
So we watched you throw Brexton up in the air last night, and it just seemed each time was maybe a little more labor. At what point is your back going to say this is not a good idea?
I was fine. Actually, I thought I got him higher every time, but let's not get into specifics. Overall, just, you know, it's something that he enjoys doing, and if he ever comes to me and is like, Dad, that's not cool, like, let's not do that anymore, you know, which I'm sure will happen, then that'll be over. But he's four right now, and he enjoys it, and I don't mind it. I think the only reason I work out is so I can have that part with him in Victory Lane, so keeps me fit. So it's good to have fun with him that way. There's one over there. One more, final question. Make it good. Don't screw it up.
No pressure.
I was wondering if humidity affects the setup of the car in any way, if there's a swing.
All right, that's a decent question. I don't, man, I'm not a meteorologist or anything, but I think it does a little bit. Obviously, it does, certainly with the engine. You know, the way the engines run, obviously, air, water, fuel, all that sort of stuff, and how that mixture is with the ECU. The ECU kind of tunes that for you because we have sensors in the exhaust that tells what the fume is that's coming out and what it, whether it needs more fuel or more air, but you can't change the humidity, obviously. So different tracks tend to run different ways for our cars anyway. The Toyotas, we always typically feel like our stuff runs better out west than it does in a hot, humid, muggy situation. So yeah, as far as cars though, obviously the more humid it is, the heavier the air, the more downforce the cars are going to have, the more drag the cars are going to have. So just some of that stuff kind of plays into it. Where we're at with the air here, it's also thinner. Remember, we're at, I think, 2,800 or 3,200 feet elevation, so we're higher than most places we go to.
So would that affect, like, the splitter height if there was heavy humidity?
Yeah, it certainly could. More downforce is going to push the car closer to the ground and get the car to tend to bottom out maybe a little bit. So I'm sure crew chiefs probably aren't necessarily looking at that a whole lot as much as just the lap time. If the lap time's faster, the cars are going to travel more anyways. So there's a few factors that go into that.
Thank you.
Yeah.